This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. If you're flying someplace, you might want to ask, how long is that flight really supposed to last? The Wall Street Journal says U.S. airlines have added more cushion to their schedules to account for things like weather delays and air traffic mix-ups. It also helps them climb higher in on-time performance rankings, according to data by the Transportation Department. So which carrier pads its schedule the most? Joining us is Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney. First, Scott, please explain how cushioning works and how airlines use it to their advantage.
It's pretty simple, Charlie, but it's expensive for airlines. But airlines get to set the arrival time, scheduled arrival time for a flight. And if you want to make sure that it's going to arrive, quote unquote, on time more days, you add more time to the schedule. So it may be a two-hour flight, but if you want to give it a better chance of arriving on time, schedule it for 2 hours and 10 minutes, and then you have a 10-minute cushion.
A 10-minute cushion in the positive direction.
Right. The Department of Transportation looks at scheduled arrival time, and they give a 14-minute cushion. So if you arrive 13 minutes after your scheduled arrival time, you're still counted as on time. If you arrive 16 minutes after your scheduled arrival time, you're counted as late. But if you built in 5 or 10 minutes of cushion into that, then those flights that arrive, you know, that would have arrived just after 14 minutes, they'd actually be counted on time because you have a later scheduled arrival time.
Well, from what I can understand, and admittedly, I may not understand much, don't carriers also pad their schedules and the flights often take less time than what's actually listed?
Well, this is a very precise science for airlines, and there are plenty of days when flights do take less time than what's listed, and that reflects good conditions. Sometimes everything goes right. The weather is right. The tailwinds are right. You didn't have to wait behind 8 airplanes to take off, all of that, and you end up arriving early. And some of that also reflects the schedule padding that's going on. But the very next day, that same flight may have to deal with thunderstorms and a plane with a mechanical problem that's stuck on its gate and all kinds of issues that would lead to a late arrival. So what airlines look for is they want to manage it so they stay in about a 80% on-time arrival place. And they can tune that up and tune that down depending on how much padding they put in the schedule.
Could you explain for me how this costs the carriers money, this schedule padding?
So many carriers pay their pilots and flight attendants the greater of either scheduled time or actual time. And so for all those days when you arrived early but your scheduled time was longer, then you end up paying for those extra minutes anyway. The other big expense is if you add 5 minutes to every flight, you're not going to get as much flying out of your fleet during the day. So if you want to add more trips, you're going to have to buy airplanes, and that gets very expensive.
I'm speaking with Scott McCartney. He is the middle seat columnist for The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. Scott, from what I understand, each carrier's definition of padding may differ. Which carriers pad their schedules the most?
So Delta clearly has the most time, extra time in its schedule. It's on average 5 minutes higher than American, for example. United has added time and actually recently taken a little bit of it back, but they looked at what Delta was doing and they're trying to get their airline more on time. They're advertising on-time performance more and more. And so they have added time in their schedule. Kind of at the other end of the spectrum, a lot of the low-cost carriers don't do this much. Spirit Airlines, Frontier, Alaska actually pads the least of the U.S. airlines, Virgin America as well. And American has an attitude that they're not going to pad. They look at what they think is the appropriate amount of time for a flight, and they think the schedule ought to be more honest and true, and they're sticking with it. Now, they know that it hurts them in the on-time rankings, that that people do look at, but they think they need to, if flights are continually late, there are problems that need to be fixed, and they're trying to sort of fix them at the source rather than just adding time into the schedule.
So by these definitions and, you know, taking into account the way the carriers work, which airline has the best on-time record?
Well, among the big airlines, it's Delta. Alaska, it was actually number one last year, but Delta is right there. Hawaiian is also, actually Hawaiian's number one, but because they fly in such perfect weather conditions, we usually don't count Hawaiian. And Alaska does very well in often challenging conditions. Delta has, over the year, recent years, had a big operational turnaround. And it's not all schedule padding. They do an excellent job. They lead the industry in fewest cancellations. They've done a lot of things to really get their operation on time. But the extra minutes in the schedule for each flight certainly help. There are some flights that maybe we looked at the exact same trip, same time, same route for American would end up late in some circumstances and on time for Delta, even though the elapsed time gate-to-gate was exactly the same.
Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney, thank you very much for joining us.
Sure, great to be with you.
And that's your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.